Good morning, good morning. Welcome to my Greenville home. It is your host here today and every Saturday, Dan Hamilton, coming to you, talking real estate, bringing you the latest news, information, advice, so you can make a smart real estate decision. And it is a fast and furious real estate market here in the upstate of South Carolina. So much going on. It is it's unbelievable. I've never seen anything like it. And we're starting to see, I mean, even as we had a little bit of a lull in August, we're starting to see it kind of ramp back up here in September. People are getting back into the groove, getting back into schools and all those kinds of things. So the real estate market, of course, here in Greenville is very hot. And we're here every Saturday just to kind of bring you the latest information, advice, different things so you can really make a good decision when it comes to real estate. And, of course, we would be honored to help you if you have a real estate need, if you have a transaction, if you have a maybe you inherited a property. I just talked to some folks this week who a parent passed away in a home that they had owned for over 50 years here in Greenville, and they didn't know where to start. Like where do I begin to go through this process of their belongings, of probate, all those things. We just sat down and worked through that with the brother and sister of the family there, and working through helping them figure out the next steps, and so we would love to do that for you, help you. You maybe you didn't inherit a property, but maybe you are looking to downsize or take advantage of this great seller's market and cash out and move on to a different maybe location or anything like that. We'd love to sit down, talk with you, work through a plan, customize a plan that works for you, and help you move forward. So if you want to discuss any of that with me or my team, you can call me anytime at 864-527-7685. We'd be happy to connect with you. You can also go to our website. Lots of people like to use our website to contact us, get information about the Greenville area, about what's going on. That's really simple, mygreenvillehome.com. You can jump on there. Lots of great resources for you. In fact, all of our past programs are on there as well. If you go to the resources tab, you can go to radio and TV and see a lot of our guests that have been on over the past few months. You can download those in a podcast format, listen to them, take them with you, and connect with some of those folks that we have on. And I know they'd be glad to hear from you. But that's a great resource, mygreenvillehome.com. Super easy and works on any mobile or desktop device. Well, our show is brought to you a sponsorship every week from our friend Daryl Holland at the Holland Law Firm. Daryl is a specialist when it comes to real estate law. That is what his practice is 100% about, and they do a great job. We take great confidence in referring our clients to the Holland Law Firm. If you want to check them out, you can go to upstateclosings.com, or you can connect with them on the phone as well, 864-467-0500. Well, our topic today, we're going to be chatting on the program about hospitality, about entertaining. You know, one of the most important aspects of home, we know our website is My Greenville Home. When you think of home, it really is, you know, friends, it's family, it's gathering, especially as we kind of head towards the fall season. Maybe you've got family coming into town now that we've got football season coming on. We've got all kinds of different things that happen here in the fall, and gathering and bringing family and friends around and into our home, maybe even overnight guests, is really kind of a big thing this time of year. So thought it'd be great to just spend a little bit of time today talking about best practices, talking about some ideas on how to create an inviting space in your home. And so whether it's a neighbor that's just dropping by or a family member coming in from out of town, it's just really important that we use our space and practice hospitality and making sure that, you know, our homes are as comfortable as possible for those that are around us. So I thought it would be a great idea to bring on an expert in kind of event management and producing events and just someone who really is an expert in this area of hospitality, of entertaining, of making guests feel comfortable. And that's my friend Brenda Luganville with CB Events. And Brenda is the owner and the event producer. So if you've lots of events that have happened around Greenville, you will see Brenda putting those together, making things happen. And I want to have Brenda come on today and chat with us. So Brenda, thanks so much for coming on.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here and excited to talk about everything entertaining. It's my favorite subject.
I know when we were talking about, you know, this topic, I said, there's one person I think we need to have on. She's the expert and she can come talk to us about that. So tell us just a little bit about yourself, how you got into doing what you're doing.
Absolutely. So I own a company called CB Events, which is an event production company, and then also a rental company called Industry Event Rentals, which specializes in like lounge furniture. But I got into this actually 21 years ago in Los Angeles. My husband and I, Nathan, moved out there. He wanted to do acting. I wasn't quite sure what I wanted to do, but I was actually at an event and I saw this gentleman named Michael, and he was doing his job, and I walked up to him and I said, you know, this is what I want to do. What you're doing is what I want to do, and how do I get into it? And then 3 months later, he, you know, hired me to be his assistant, and it went downhill from there. It was the best decision that I ever made, and I had so much fun just learning from him and was able to produce some of the most amazing events, from the Grammys to celebrity weddings to just fabulous festivals out in Los Angeles. And then turned around and my husband and I moved to Greenville, and I said, well, I might as well start my own company here. So that's kind of how that got started, and I've been able to really grow and build this business for the last 11 years here in Greenville. And in the South, we produce mainly large corporate events, branded events, festivals, and I love to do a good in-house event.
Awesome. So you started in probably the event capital of the world, right? I mean,
I did.
LA.
I did. I definitely started feet on ground and sprinting to get to where I am today. But I loved every minute of it, and I learned a lot very, very quickly.
Yeah. So fast forward, you guys moved to Greenville from LA. You got some great experience there. What drove you guys to come to Greenville back then?
At the time, it was just a little different. I was working really crazy hours, actually. And not that I don't still, but I was averaging like 79 hours a week in LA, and just, you know, we just wanted something different. And my sister actually lives here. She's a sports medicine doctor. So we came to visit, and honestly, we never left. We just kind of fell in love with Greenville, and that was 11 years ago. And we fell in love and just decided this is where God wanted us to be. And it's the best decision we've made. We've definitely planted our roots here.
Yeah. Yeah. And I met you through your husband, Nathan, who we worked together for a little while, and he's gone on to be an entrepreneur as well. And he's one of the owners of the Wine House, right?
That's correct. He is now doing what he, I think what he was put on this planet to do. He's quite amazing. And he loves educating people on wine, and has just, you know, him and his partner Nolan have just created this incredible environment for you to come and relax and enjoy and spend time with friends and family. And while also maybe learning a little bit about what you didn't know about wine.
Yeah. Yeah, so we are chatting with Brenda Luganville with CB Events. We're talking about hospitality, entertaining, a little bit of introduction of Brenda there. As we go to our first break, when we get back, we're going to get into the nitty-gritty. We're going to give you some great actionable items, some things to think about when it comes to entertaining from the expert here in Greenville, Brenda with CB Events. So thank you so much for tuning in. You're listening to My Greenville Home. We'll be back in just a minute as we talk about hospitality, entertainment, and really make an inviting space in your home. Stick around. We'll be right back.
I've tried to cut these stones, try to take the easy way. I kept on falling short.
I'm on top of the world, eh? I'm on top of the world, eh? We've been on this for a while now. Paying my dues to the dirt.
All right, all right. We are back. You are listening to My Greenville Home. Thanks so much for spending your Saturday morning with us as we chat about real estate, bringing you the best practices, news, information, advice. And today we're really focusing on this idea of hospitality, of making your home a warm and inviting spot for guests, whether that's a neighbor stopping by or family coming in from out of town. As we get into the fall season, you see a lot more of that happening as we get into our routine. So I wanted to have Brenda Luganbill with CB Events come on, chat with us. Brenda, thanks for coming on today.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
All right. Well, let's dive into it and just talk about as you think of hospitality, you think of entertaining in your home, what are some of the first things that come to mind that our listeners need to be thinking about?
Well, since I entertain, most people think that since I do this for a living, I might not entertain in my home as much, but I entertain a lot in my own home. It's my favorite thing to do. It's one of my favorite things for my group of friends and I to do. And so I love kind of talking to people about it and educating people about what's the best things to have. And I think one of the biggest things is know your limits, like know what you can and you can't do. I remember when I first moved here, my sister, you know, being a doctor, entertaining was not her thing. And so slowly I would start to kind of show her, you know, always have some great meat and cheeses in the fridge. So if somebody's going to pop by for a minute, you can make a real quick, you know, little charcuterie board. It's something that's sustainable. It stays in your fridge for a long time. And honestly, you love to eat it. So you can make it for yourself if you need to. But that's something I always love to have in my fridge and know how to make a really easy, just simple, snacky display. Your girlfriend stops by because she needs, you know, 15 minutes of your time to chat. Well, it's probably about something important. So what do you want to do in the South? You want to feed people. You want to make them feel warm and cozy inside, and nothing better does that than food. So I think knowing, like having simple things that you know you can tackle and you can do in your home and have ready is always great. And when it comes to a bigger meal or, you know, a bigger group of people, I like to think, okay, well, what are my five favorite things that I like to go out and I can pick up from a restaurant? And then maybe I only make one thing or two things at home because cooking is not my thing. Entertaining is my thing. So I know my own limits. Cooking's not it. but I think that's a big thing. Know your limits and grow from those.
Cool. Okay. So those are some great, right off the bat, some really good tips. So I would say my takeaway is kind of always have a little something that if someone pops by, you can just have at the ready.
Yeah.
So that's a really good one. What would you say to folks who feel like, you know, my home is just not big enough or it's not nice enough, or that maybe they feel self-conscious about people coming over? What advice would you give to them?
I think that if you have a concern about your home like that, it's really just fine. There's got to be an area that you don't mind highlighting and focus on that first. You know, people don't need to go into your bedrooms. They don't need to, right, you know, go to certain areas. I know that when my house is a little disarray, I can push everything into one room, shut the door, and know that my living and dining area is, I'm going to keep people to those spaces. So maybe pick the room that you want to entertain in and start in that space and make it a space you want to share with others instead of feeling like you, again, have to take on your whole entire home to have guests over. I mean, people coming over should just love being with you. It's not necessarily about your home or the items in your home.
Yeah. Great tip. What about, obviously the world has changed over the past 18 months. Are there any kind of things that we need to be thinking about in terms of etiquette now when it comes to asking people to come over or different things that we might need to prepare from that standpoint?
I think just giving people information, let them know, you know, we've invited you and six other people over. We're going to be indoors. We're going to be outdoors. I think just providing people with information so that they can make their own educated decision of what makes them comfortable. You don't want to invite someone, say, oh, we're having a little get together, and then there's 50 people inside a home where there should only be maybe 20. Mm-hmm. So I think just giving people information and letting them know, and of course, just encourage the outdoors as much as possible. I think that's still going to be around for a little while, being outdoors.
Yeah. I was going to ask you, do you see more events kind of being a little more pushed outside?
I see them being smaller and outdoors. So, and if they're, you know, inside, then the capacity is maybe 50% of what the capacity used to be. If it's a dinner or even a wedding, the tables are spread out 10 feet instead of, you know, 5 feet. So people are still making those adjustments. But at the same time, I think that people are also seeing that we started to lose as a society this aspect of these intimate events. So I know at our house, we love to do a great 8 to 10 person dinner at our dining table because it fits 12. And that's the group I love having at my home, you know, that intimate group where I find that I can spend time with everybody. And I think we're kind of getting back to some of that and seeing we don't have to have a 500 person wedding. You know, 150 people is great and you get to have time with each of them. So I like that aspect. So I hope to see that continue. Plus I like more space.
Right. Yeah. I remember when this whole idea of social distancing was being introduced last year, I was like, man, that's fantastic. I've been practicing.
I'm not mad
forever.
At that. I'm a hugger. Don't get me wrong. I love a good hug, but I love a hug from the person I want to hug. I like everyone else to, you know, I like my distance.
Exactly. Well, so we're talking today with Brenda Luganbill, CB Events. She's the owner, event producer, just a real expert around this idea of hospitality, of entertaining right here in Greenville. If you've been to any kind of event in Greenville over the past few years, there's a really good chance that Brenda and her team have been a part of that. And so we're just talking today with her about this idea of hospitality in your home, whether it's just a few people here and there or a full-on dinner, those kinds of things. So Brenda, what about anything we need to be thinking about? You know, there's one thing of having people in your home for an hour or two or three for dinner. What about the overnight guests, like people coming in from out of town? Any specific things we need to be thinking about there?
I think just making sure, I don't know, kind of think about it as if you're going to a hotel. You know what I mean? Like when you go to a hotel, what do you love? You love, like I love, you know, I walk in and there's like a candle lit or there's a little something on my pillow or there's a little handwritten note. Like just making people feel comfortable and like excited that you thought about them, you took care of them. If I leave a little handwritten note, there's a good chance I've got some nice freshly pressed sheets on there. And, you know, I've laid everything out to make them comfortable. I'm a big fan of making people not want for anything. So I have your towels set up. I have your little basket with all the little things that you may have forgotten, a toothbrush, toothpaste, you know. I just think about it as I like to host people in my home as if I'm, you know, going to a hotel and I expect them to have everything that, you know, I want and need. Bottled water is on each side of the, you know, the side tables and just every little accommodation that you can think of. But I really think the handwritten note of just thanking and welcoming them, you know, to be a part of their home, your home, and that your home is their home makes them feel a lot more comfortable.
Yeah, that's a great tip. My favorite thing about hotels now is how they pump in the air with that smells good.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
That's so cool. I don't know how they do that. I wish you could figure out a way to do that in your house.
Like, I think a friend of mine might actually have that at their house. It always smells perfect, like that perfect scent balance throughout the entire home.
Right. Yeah, very good. So what about, so when someone, you know, they spend the night that next, you know, the next morning, I feel like it sometimes can be awkward in terms of, like, do they have everything they need to, do they eat a big breakfast, a small breakfast, all those kinds of things? Anything there that you can give our listeners some tips on?
Well, I will say I was always a big breakfast brunch person. And then I actually went and stayed at a friend's house down at their lake house. And now they've like changed my whole world. Like I thought I was doing it right. I wasn't doing it right. These people were amazing. There would be a couple of couples that would stay there and we would wake up. And it was time for everyone to help make this amazing brunch spread. But they had fresh fruit, veggies, salmon, you know, different breads, different spreads. We would make bacon and eggs. And it was like everybody just came up and it was like, you do this, you do that, you do this, you do that. And we would make this incredible spread. I would always set the table that, again, as we noticed, not the cooking thing. I set the table, make sure that looks good, pick the flowers to put on it. But everyone kind of had a task. And I loved it because it just made you feel even more like you were a part of the house, you were a part of the home, and you know, that they were opening their doors to you. So I think get your people involved. People like to be involved. They just need a little bit of direction sometimes.
Yeah. I love that. That's a great, great tip, great takeaway is just, you know, get your guests involved. I mean, just give everyone a little bit of a task, and that really does kind of bring everyone together.
Right.
So what a great tip. Well, Brenda, as we wind up today, just a couple minutes left, any other tips that we can just kind of give our listeners around just this idea of hospitality?
I think, you know, make sure your house is always stocked. I'm a big fan of making sure you have platters. Make sure you have enough glassware for 24 people. That's kind of me, my set rule. Mm-hmm. You know, make sure that you have your cocktail napkins, just things that you should always just have stocked in your house. And I'm actually working on maybe a little bit of a future book on this entire topic. So, just always be, think of that thing you do best and always be prepared for it. And one of my friend's favorite thing is to always have a little Circe. When you go to someone's house, have a little gift to give them. When people leave your house, have a little gift to give them. Whatever it is, you make great cookies, you know, give them a little stack of cookies on their way out. Just once again, those finishing touches.
Yeah. Again, another great little tip. That's something I wouldn't really think of. I mean, you think of like when you go to someone's house, you bring them a little, a gift.
Right.
But a going home present, you know, just like little kids, like when we have our little kids party, we always send the other kids home
exactly.
with a little bag, right?
Well, adults love the same exact thing. They love a little something to take home or a little snack that, you know, they'll eat the second they get in their car on their way home. And one of my biggest things also, and most important, when any guest leaves my home, I want them to text me when they get home so that I know they made it home safely.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Brenda, real quick, how can someone get in touch with you if they want to learn about having you produce an event for them?
Absolutely. Well, they can email me at brenda@cbevents.org, go on the website, cbevents.org, or call me, 864-784-9030.
Fantastic. Brenda, thanks so much for your time. Really appreciate you being on today with us. And we'll see you real soon. You've been listening to My Greenville Home. We got to take a break, and we'll be right back. All right. We are back. You are listening to My Greenville Home. I'm your host here today and every Saturday morning right here on your favorite local radio station. Been on the air for over 10 years. Long time here in Greenville. In fact, well over 10 years. In fact, I was just looking at you know, how Facebook kind of gives you those memories. I believe one popped up the other day and I was on the radio. Goodness, it was probably 12 years ago. So, really appreciate all the folks that have listened, who have given us feedback, who have referred business to us over the years. We really, really appreciate it. That's why we are on every Saturday. That's why we take the time to do this, really just to help as a community service, bring you a little bit of local flavor to a lot of the real estate news that we get and really connect the community. Just like, you know, Brenda, having her on with CB Events, Brenda does a great job. If you're ever looking for maybe your company needs some help with pulling an event together, highly recommend Brenda and her team to come out and help you put those together. She does a fantastic job. And that's just what we want to do here on the show is just kind of connect you with people that are doing great work right here in our community. And that's another one of the things that we do here on My Greenville Home. And if you need help or if you need, you know, connection, we'd be happy to put you guys together. Just give me a call at 864-527-7685 and we'll be happy to do that. But our topic today, the thing we're really kind of chatting about is this idea of hospitality, making sure that your home is comfortable for guests and, that you've got just all things ready for entertainment at any time because you never know when someone might stop by. So I want to give you just a few more tips to be thinking about as you are making your space, making your home more comfortable and welcoming to guests. Number one, you really want to start with your entrance. It's the first thing that welcomes guests. So we're really kind of shifting. Brenda gave us some really good tips on, kind of physical things to have to be thinking about. Now we're going to kind of talk about your actual home and different things that you can put together there. So your entryway is very important. Your home should bring your guests in with good lighting, a nice piece of art, a mirror, something like that that will draw them in. And feel free to experiment with this. Go bold, kind of a statement piece. That's a great place to do that right there at your entrance. Number two, you want to add and layer in some soft textures and textiles. It's a really simple trick to make your home more welcoming. It really creates a sense of coziness when you have, maybe you have some fluffy carpets, smooth wooden furniture, surrounding yourself with guests, soothing textures they can touch and make them feel comfortable. Texture is really easy to integrate into home design, makes a home feel less rigid and much more welcoming. So really experiment, bring in some different textiles, some different textures, and layer them there. And speaking of layering, number three, you want to add layers of pillows and blankets. This is another way to kind of add some textures, but nothing screams comfort and hominess more than pillows and blankets. So a decor element like pillows and blankets on your sofa or chair is really key to creating a cozy space that your guests will really, really love. So invest in pillows, different shapes and sizes, as well as some different blankets with different colors and textures. That's a very inexpensive way to really add some nice layers. Number four, keep your seating intimate and easily accessible. Seating arrangement in a room is very, very important, a part of how to make your home more welcoming. It's best to keep your seating really kind of close together, relatively close together, easy to access to make guests feel comfortable. If you place furniture too far apart, too many objects in between, it really creates a sense of distance, which is not at all welcoming. Number five, put amazing smells on display. Brenda and I talked about this a little bit, how hotels now, they pump in those, the air and the fragrance to really, they do a lot of research on what smells make people feel most comfortable and invited. But you can, do that yourself by investing in some candles that people will love, fragrant flowers, fresh baked cookies. There's lots of different ways that you can really make your home smell welcoming and inviting. Number six, we're going through kind of some ideas here on how to make your home welcoming for guests. Pick an inviting color scheme. So color has the ability to elicit different moods, right? We all know that. You go to different restaurants, have different colors on purpose. They do that if they want you to move in and out quickly. They have brighter colors if they want you to stay and be comfortable. They're darker. So color has an amazing ability to do that with us. So whatever you're going for, if you want a welcoming atmosphere, you want to have some very inviting colors in your home. Number seven, don't forget about the bathroom. That is, very important. Can't forget about that. Make sure that whether your guests are staying for a couple hours or overnight, you want to make sure you have enough toilet paper, soap, clean towels, something to dry their hands with after they wash. Again, having a nice candle, good smell in that bathroom, a fan. If there's a bathroom kind of right there by everyone else, you want to have a nice fan to sort of drown out some of the noise elements there too. So don't forget about the bathroom. Make sure that your guests are comfortable getting in and out of there as well. Number eight, adding some natural elements. Plants really do a lot for making space more welcoming. You want to vary the different types of natural elements you have in your space. Tall, leafy, fragrant flowers. Different plants can really add a lot of comfort to your home and really bring things together nicely. So don't forget to do that. Number nine, you want to think about your own unique style, your own design. Stick with that. Don't let someone talk you into something. If you're not a contemporary person, don't try to pull that off. Just be true to what brings you joy in your space, and that will make others feel comfortable as well. And then number 10, attack the snacks. If you have a stack of bills, magazines, or mail somewhere in your house, go through them, file away, put them in a drawer or something. Having clutter on display will distract your guests, keeping them from enjoying their time with you. So if you got stacks of things around, put them away. Just figure out a place that they can go while your guests are there. So another great tip, 10 great tips there for you as you think about this idea of bringing in guests to your home. Speaking of homes, that's what we talk about here. And I want to tell you about a brand new listing that we just put on the market. If you're looking for over 10 acres in Woodruff. So we were talking about this house the other day. I was like, you know, Woodruff is not as far as it used to be. I remember growing up here in the upstate, if you went to Woodruff, it was a drive. But now, I mean, you've got Woodruff Road, and by the time you're at Five Forks, you're practically to Woodruff anyway. So a great, great location, 10 acres, an amazing pool. I mean, this is just absolutely amazing. If you want elbow room in a big old house, this is it. It is, if you want to go on our website, mygreenvillehome.com, type in 543 Brushy Creek Road, and that is Woodruff, South Carolina. It's 5 bedrooms, over 4,000 square feet on 10 acres, traditional style home, huge yard, obviously, with the 10 acres, and just everything you're looking for there. Very close to the interstate, to 85, close to GSP, close to BMW, 10 acres, move-in ready, flexible floor plan, in-ground pool, a pond, and so much more. So you definitely want to check this out, all for $600,000. I remember when we first started talking about this house and bringing it on the market, I was like, wow, you can get all of that for $600,000. It really is in move-in condition. Super ready for you to jump right in and own over 10 acres in Woodruff, unrestricted. Great opportunity right there at 543 Brushy Creek Road. Please jump on our website, mygreenvillehome.com. Check that one out, and we'd be happy to show that to you this weekend. I imagine that will go quickly. We got a lot of people that look for some space like that. They want acreage. They want land. And they want a home they can move right into. So jump on that, and we'd be happy to show that to you. Well, we got to take our final break today. When we get back, we're going to go to the Ask Dan segment and just wrap up a little bit here today. You are listening to My Greenville Home. Thank you so much for joining us. You can reach me anytime at our office, 864-527-7685, or on mygreenvillehome.com. It's a great way to connect with us right there. And we would be happy to do that. We're going to take our final break. Like I said, we'll come back, go to the Ask Dan segment, finish up talking about hospitality and making sure your home is inviting for guests. We'll be right back.
Just trying to keep it in line. You say you want to move on. And you say
All right. We are back. You are listening to My Greenville Home. Thank you so much for joining us today, and really appreciate Brenda Luganbill with CB Events. She's the owner. She's the event producer. If you need an event for your company or for a wedding, anything here in the upstate related event-wise, you need to contact Brenda. She does a great job, and I really appreciate her coming on today, sharing some of her expertise when it comes to hospitality idea there. So as we wrap up today, I want to talk about just a couple things and really kind of go to your questions. So one of the things we do every week is answer your questions. In fact, you can submit your question to mygreenvillehome.com/questions. So if you have a question for us, we'd love to answer it here. Of course, keep it real estate related. That's about the only expertise that I can offer for you. We're taking questions from you. You can submit those. And I want to go ahead and jump right into Samantha from Greenville has a question. She says, should I consider selling my home in the fall or during the holiday season? In previous years, I've been advised to wait until spring, but I want to take advantage of this market. Great question. I believe that, you know, here in the Greenville area, there's really no best season to sell a home. As we kind of head into the fall, really, you know, with interest rates where they are right now and the strong demand for the market, I don't know what's going to happen, you know, in the spring. It could be the same, and it could be, you know, slower. So if I were, you know, looking at personally selling my home, and this is how I really look at answering any real estate related question. When people call and we sit down and go over, you know, their specific needs, the way that I answer their question is really to kind of as much as possible put myself in their shoes and say, here is, if I were sitting in your seat, here is what I would do if I were you, based on, you know, 20 years of real estate experience. So Samantha, here is what, if I were in your position and I was considering selling and timing really wasn't, you know, if timing versus now versus 6 months from now, 7 months from now, I would go ahead and do it now because I know that we have strong demand. I know that interest rates are still very low. So that's keeping affordability. So even though pricing has gone up, with the interest rates where they are, it's kept affordability in check. So more people can afford my home right now versus if interest rates were to go up. So if it were me, I were considering selling in the fall versus next year, I would go ahead and make it happen now because the market I know is much more comfortable than the market I may or may not know, which could be 6-7 months from now. So that's a really good question. But I do think, you know, all things being considered, if you don't have a, you know, a really, you know, some people have a specific target in mind in terms of when they have to be somewhere. Maybe they're moving for a job, so they have to move right now, or you know, they've got, you know, something happening in their life where there's a specific reason, a timing issue. But if timing is not an issue, and you've got the ability to maybe you're going to move in with someone, or maybe you're combining households, or whatever it is, I would go ahead and just pull the trigger, make it happen, sell right now as you know that demand is high and interest rates are low. So thanks for that question. The next question in our Ask Dan segment is from Clary in Pickens. Clary asks, I want to purchase my first home in the next year, but worry about rising home prices. How can I prepare now financially? So one of the worries you have is rising home prices, and that's definitely something to consider. But I would say the bigger issue related to waiting to purchase next year would be interest rates, because that's going to really be the biggest factor in the affordability of a home. It's really you know, incredible. If you look at a home that went up $50,000 in price versus the interest rates going up 1%, that 1% rise in interest rates degrades your ability to purchase much more than even a $50,000 increase in the price of a home. So really, you know, what you want to be looking at very closely are interest rates. And if you need to wait, you know, if there's a reason that you need to wait until next year, then by all means, you know, do that. And it kind of goes hand in hand with our first question in terms of timing, because if you need to wait, then you need to wait. But if you can figure out a way to purchase now while interest rates are low, or even start moving that process forward, that's going to be all the better for you, because really the biggest factor in affordability is going to be the interest rates. But back to the question from Clary is, you know, preparing financially. And that really is what you need to do is make sure that you are prepared financially to purchase a home. And so what are some things that you can do to prepare for home ownership right now? Number one, start saving. Start saving your money. Having a cash down payment, cash reserves, all those things, that is the most important part of home ownership, making sure that you have savings. So you want to live below your means. You want to put whatever you can, even if it's $10, $25, $50 a month, put that aside and start putting that into a separate dedicated savings account for your down payment. It's a great way to start. I really recommend saving for a home in a what's called a sinking fund. That's a savings account separate from your emergency fund. So you want to go back to that Dave Ramsey start of making sure that you've paid off your high interest debts, that you've got an emergency fund set aside, which is 3 to 6 months of your living expenses, and then beyond that, a separate account for your home ownership account. So breaking up your goals into smaller bite-sized pieces, saving incrementally can make a large, daunting number much more manageable. And sometimes, if you're paid, if you get a bonus, some folks are paid, weekly or monthly and then get a bonus in there. Take a big chunk of that bonus and don't go out and blow it, but go put it into your housing savings account. The next thing, so that's number one, start saving. So Clarion Pickens, that is the best thing you can do financially to prepare for home ownership. Number two is assess your finances. So take a look at your overall picture and make sure that you have great credit, as great a credit as you can and possibly look at. Because besides your income, the biggest factor for borrowing money is going to be your FICO score. So take a look at your overall finances, your credit score, all that. Look at ways to reduce your debt, because the lender is going to look at your debt to income ratio. So if you have a car payment, if you have excess credit card debt, they're going to lump all that in and look at what you have to pay every month on that, and that's going to go against your debt to income ratio. The average credit, according to HUD, the average credit score for first-time buyers is 716. So that's a great number to really shoot for. Try to get to 720 plus, because that's going to offer you the best rates out there, the best terms. But even if you have a much lower credit score, if you're over 620, there are opportunities for you there as well. But you really want to assess your credit, your overall finances, and make sure that you've got a game plan in place there with savings, getting that credit score as high as you can, paying down as much of that debt as you can. And then finally, Clary, to sort of could have put a pin on, put a bow on your question, the answer here, really, start that conversation with a trusted advisor, a real estate expert who understands the market, understands what it takes to become a first-time home buyer. A trusted advisor can help you navigate your specific market. So if you have a particular area, maybe you want to focus in on Easley or Simpsonville or Greer or Taylor's, they can really kind of help you look at what are some of the best neighborhoods in those areas, what are some of the things that you really need to look for. So start that conversation, even if you're a year away, even if you're 6 months away, start that conversation and have someone in your corner. They can start sending you listings that match what you're looking for. They can really get you moving along in the right process and then connect you at the right time with a lender. So if you say, well, Dan, I don't know what my credit score is. I don't know any of that stuff. The best way to start, don't go poking around on the internet if you don't kind of know where you're going, because you'll start putting your information in there, and there's companies that collect that, get it, and then get a credit card from you, and then next thing you know, you've got $25 a month in credit monitoring. The easiest way to do that is just connect with an agent who can connect you with a lender. A lender can do a soft pull on your credit, which won't hurt it, but it will tell you exactly what your credit score is, your FICO score, to make sure that you are plugged into the right rates there. So if you need a lender, we've got some great ones that we worked with, that we work with on a very regular basis at Hamilton & Company. We'll be happy to connect you with one of our preferred lenders there. And whether it's Alex Lila or Keller Mortgage, whatever it is, we're going to help you find the right lender for you, making sure for your situation that you've got connected with the right lender there. So great question, Clary. Purchasing a home is a great journey. It's a lot of fun. It's a great process. Right here in the Greenville area, you've got some amazing opportunities to purchase, even as prices have gone up over the past year or so. I think long term for Greenville, we're in really, really good shape. You got a lot of super opportunity. So thank you all, everyone, for listening today. If I can help you personally, jump on our website, mygreenvillehome.com. Call me at 864-527-7685. You're listening to My Greenville Home. I'm Dan Hamilton here every Saturday. And we look forward to seeing you next Saturday here on My Greenville Home. Have a great week.